Yukon Quest Sled Dog Race got underway Saturday, and so far reports are the running remains smooth, with William Cleeden in the front spot. Cleeden is checked into the Stepping Stone Hospitality stop. He arrived there at 11:35 this morning, checked out of Pelly Crossing, and in second place is Hugh Neff. Also checked out of Pelly Crossing is Hans Gott in third, Brent Sass in fourth, and John Little rounds out the current top five. Mushers report good trail so far, with clear skies and below zero temperatures, near perfect for a dog race. That's made for no scratches and few problems through the first 250 miles. KUAC's Dan Bross is on the Yukon Quest Trail and has this report from CarMax.
This year's Yukon Quest has been a little bland. Things are just running unusually smoothly for an event that normally results in dog and musher injuries and damaged sleds and other gear. Veteran Quest musher Hugh Neff says trail conditions were so nice over the weekend that he got a little too relaxed.
I didn't get bored, but I was yawning a little bit at times.
Neff, who's been the race's rabbit in some past years, says it's important not to get lured into running too fast too soon, a strategy he says he knows doesn't work.
You want to be fast the last 100 miles. Anybody can be fast the first 100 miles.
Neff and others say you can't get carried away with what you think other mushers are doing, but they're also fiercely competitive. Front runner John Little has a watch on both wrists and admits to being very time conscious, even if he can't do anything about it.
It's all going to be what it's going to be. You know, if somebody gets out ahead of me, there's nothing I can do.
Little says he's always calculating and comparing run times, and that so far his team looks good.
Pulling and moving really well. I have no injuries.
Little says trail conditions have been just soft enough to cushion canine feet, taking hundreds of thousands of steps a day. With conditions so good, a lot depends on what you do with them. One of the sport's younger competitors, Brent Sass of Fairbanks, says he uses his own physical fitness to speed his team down the trail.
I plan on kicking and pulling this entire way. I sewed on my Equinox Marathon patch onto my jacket this year. That's part of my big part of my training.
Sass says he's also honing his gear for performance, and like many mushers, is regularly changing the plastic runners on his sled during the race.
I think it's a real advantage if you're sled runners go down the trail fast. So, just another one of those details that you really got to pay attention to.
Sass says he has temperature-specific varieties of runners stashed at checkpoints along the trail. New Hampshire musher Mike Ellis says he's trying to improve in his second Quest run by listening to his dogs better.
I got a little pulled into the checkpoints last year and adjusted more for them. And this year, I'm a little more comfortable being out on the trail, and I'll try to adjust to what the dogs need more than what I need.
Another factor that comes into play is how mushers deal with personal issues like injuries. They can range from frost-nipped fingers to more serious conditions. William Cleeden pinched a nerve in his back before the race.
I couldn't even walk a single dog. There was no way I could have grabbed the dog and put it onto the line. I tried. As a matter of fact, actually, since I'm on the runners, I do better.
Cleeden is popping anti-inflammation pills that make him sleepy, but says he won't scratch unless he's reduced to crawling. One pain many mushers are coping with this year is unprecedented media attention. Over 100 reporters and producers are covering the race, representing newspapers, television, radio, and web outlets. Jamaican musher Newton Marshall is an obvious target and the subject of one of three documentaries being shot along the trail. He says he's trying to maintain focus.
I just want to do my work, and I don't want to have any problems, and, you know, too much media, you know, you will get problems. I'm looking forward to being in the woods, running my team. That's it.
Marshall is running in the middle of the pack so far, amazing for a guy who hadn't seen snow just 2 years ago. But he's had some help. Marshall is apprenticed with three-time Quest champion Hans Gott as part of a Jamaican businessman's promotional project. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in CarMax, I'm Dan Bross.